6 to 8 here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Or you can catch us on the web at www.cfrc.ca. And for our listeners out east, that's 7 p.m. at Atlantic and 7:30 Newfoundland.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC broadcast from Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee territory. It is 6 p.m. on Wednesday, September 10th. I'm your host, Skylar James of Sky's the Limit, the weekly radio show where every week we have a different vibe. We do a different set list, genre, whatever we feel like, depending on the weather and the time of year. And I'm refusing personally to accept that summer is over, because no, it isn't. Is it cold out at night? Yeah, really cold. But it's kind of nice during the day still. So we're still in the summer vibe here on Sky's the Limit. And if you know me, you know I'm a pop baddie. I love pop music. But this year in particular, I've been branching out of pop and I've been listening to a lot of rock and a lot of alternative rock. So that's where we're going today. We're doing feel good, summery, alternative rock. Wherever that takes us. You know the vibes. You get it. We're still holding on to summer. There's a lot of new stuff on this show, too. And speaking of new from the Front Bottoms, although it is a cover of the Bad Bad Hats song. This is Bad Bad Hats and the Front Bottoms, Spin.
And I am afraid to die, but I ignore the reasons why. I cannot wash away this feeling. Oh. Now and then I have to stop and count to ten. These thoughts fill me like a dryer. Just spin and spin and spin. And I am afraid to die, but I ignore the reasons why. I cannot wash away this feeling. Hey, baby, I'm thinking about you. Hey, baby, I've been meaning to tell you. I don't wanna die before you.
NobWallet there with New Distraction, and you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. That's a new single released there by Canadian artist Fan Club Wallet, and that is a feature from the squeaky studio chair. No, that's from Fan Club Wallet's upcoming album, Living While Dying. I am obsessed with the album cover for this album. Fan Club Wallet's album covers and EP covers are usually like hand drawn. And I think they're drawn by the artist themselves. But this one is one of the first ones that we have in color, their first album cover to be in color. And I really like that. I saw Fan Club Wallet a few years ago now at the Broom Factory here in Kingston. What an absolute vibe. The bassist was wearing a Hatsune Miku t-shirt. Obsessed with that. And I bought a t-shirt from Fan Club Wallet, and it's one of the like hand-drawn t-shirts, and I'm obsessed with it. I wear that shirt all of the time. I said at the top of the show that I'm playing lots of new music today. One of my favorite albums released so far this year is from British band Wolf Alice. The album is titled The Clearing. I am a big Wolf Alice fan. They really have been able to get me into harder rock. They've really been that branch for me from alternative to harder rock. Now, saying that is misleading in terms of talking about this album, because they actually pull it back a bit for The Clearing, which I was not expecting from them, but it is very, very good. Honestly, it's shortlisted right now for one of my top 10 albums of the year. It's definitely top 10 album. Is it number one? Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe. It's really good. I'm really, really, really obsessed with it. And I still haven't sat with it long enough, even though it's been out since August 22nd, which is almost 2 weeks now. Over 2 weeks. Yeah, over 2 weeks now. It still doesn't feel like I've had it long enough, which is a good thing, because albums are immortal. One of my favorite songs from the album, here's Wolf Alice here, White Horses.
Yeah.
with words. Listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. That is a brand new song there from band Big Thief. Came out on their album Double Infinity that was released yesterday. Love a Tuesday, or was it the day before yesterday? Okay, wait, I'm lying. It was 5 days ago? No, it wasn't 5 days ago. Guys, I think it was 5 days ago. Wow, 5 days can really go by really fast. Okay, so that was released 5 days ago. I was going to say, I love a Tuesday release. That's wrong. What day of the week did they release? It was a Friday. I'm losing my mind, clearly. Anyways, brand new from Big Thief there. If you can say the brand new is 5 days ago. I did listen to it on release day too. Wow, Friday really feels like it was yesterday. Anyways, new song called Words. I was listening to this album trying to figure out which song I wanted to play on this show. And they released a music video for this song. And it's just so fun. It's just so fun. It really reminds me of some stuff that I've made and especially some music videos that I have made. It's just like get a camcorder out and, you know, chroma key a background of some fun footage that you've made. It really reminds me actually of a music video that both Abby and I made. Abby, my co-host, that's absent this week. Rest in peace. They're not dead. They're just seeing Hosier. But a music video that we made for our other friend Meg's song. It really, really reminds me of that style. So Big Thief kind of trying to reheat my directorial nachos. But you know what? I forgive them because the music video is really good and really fun for that song. And I love a fun music video. So I played that song so I could talk about the music video. We're going to get into some more Canadian music here. Another single released quite recently from an upcoming album. This is Fontaine's upcoming album titled Good Buddy. Now, Fontaine released an EP a couple of years ago in 2023. Very like bedroom guitar, folk pop, very soft, very like mellow. And then they came out with some singles and they're going like rock pop, alternative pop, very upbeat. And I really like it. If you don't know who Fontaine is, you might know who Boy Golden is. And Fontaine tours with Boy Golden. And clearly that has had some influence because I can hear Boy Golden in some of this stuff here. But my favorite single that they've released so far and a song that I've been jamming out to since they've released it, Fontaine here, Good Buddy.
The sky.
Lenderman there. She's leaving you. And you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. I've been told that there was some dead air there for a second. Everything was working on my end, so I'm not sure what happened. But if you missed me before, because I don't know how long that was going on for, we just heard Good Buddy by Fontaine, and then She's Leaving You by MJ Lenderman. The MJ Lenderman song is from his album Manning Fireworks, and that's an album that came out 2024? Yeah, 2024. And I didn't really listen to it much. I listened to it first when it came out. It didn't really, I don't know, speak to me, maybe is the right word. And then I listened to it in early 2025, so early this year. And I think it was something about the snow. It's a very, like, winter album to me. And yeah, I listened to it basically the entire time. I had gone up to Algonquin and I listened to it the entire drive there on repeat and the entire drive back on repeat and the entire time that I was there. And you may be wondering, well, Skylar, if it's very wintry to you, why are you playing that song on your feel good summer alternative rock show? Okay, songs can have multitudes. Just like people, songs can be put in two different situations. And She's Leaving You specifically is the one song from that album that I do also migrate into the warmer months. Anyways, highly recommend that album, Manning Fireworks. It was sort of, I don't know, voted on or said that it was one of the best albums of last year by critics. So highly recommend. More Canadian now. And speaking of last year, this was also an album from last year that stays in my summer rotation. Valley here with Bass Player's Brother.
JD came home for the summer. She fell in love with the Bass Player's Brother. Playing cop on the covers. Like butter, he had a buzz cut, August of 90. She was a box that blonde in a pipe dream. Love is a car chase, crashing the mistakes. Sooner or later, you're packing a suitcase, singing like, hey, it's alright, hot blood in the summer. She fell in love with the bass player's brother. Couple years down the gutter. But Janie, you can't change him like a haircut. Mr. America, he took a paper heart just to tear it up. Love is a car chase, crashing the mistakes. Sooner or later.
Sorry.
Tropical Romance there with Summertime, and you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. That's right, Summertime by My Chemical Romance off of their album Danger Days. Guys, I got to see My Chemical Romance a few weeks ago, and I'm still thinking about it every single day, actually. Talking about it can bring me to tears. It was so important to me. I don't know. It was one of the best concert experiences I've ever had in my entire life. They perform their album, The Black Parade, in full, and it's very theatrical. There's a story to it that I could literally yap about for like 3 hours. And then they come on stage after and perform sort of a B stage set. But it's a set of like a lot of songs. And, you know, it's a healthy mix of all their albums. And Danger Days is not their most liked album, if I'm honest. It's probably their least liked album. It was really hated when it came out. Anyways, I love Danger Days. I always say, like, if Danger Days has zero haters, then I am dead, because, you know, no, if Danger Days has zero lovers, then I am dead. Got my words mixed up. I got so excited there. Anyways, the B stage, right? They've been playing a lot of songs from not Danger Days. Okay. I'm in Toronto. They start the B stage. They play Summertime, which I know a lot of people were not excited for. Honestly, most of the people in our section sat down. Not me, though. I am a Summertime lover. I love that song. It's just, it makes me smile so much. It makes me so happy. Okay, so they played Summertime. Right after that, because Frank Iero can't give me a minute of rest, they play Planetary Go, another song off Danger Days. I felt my like soul ascend. Again, people in our section not vibing with it. Me screaming my head off. I'm having the most fun ever. Okay, then they do Ghost of You, which, I mean, I like that song, but then they do Ghost of You. And then they play Sing. That's right. We're at three Danger Days songs. I'm weeping. I was not getting my hopes up for this many Danger Days songs. They usually play two. We're already at three. And then the second last song they play, Na Na Na. They did it for me. They said, Skylar's in the audience tonight. We're going to play four Danger Days songs. And it was so good. It was so good. And they played Kill All Your Friends, which is a B-side off of The Black Parade that I really love. And the people that I went with really love. They were like, this is my dream song to have played. And then they played it. So they knew we were coming. And it was so wonderful. Highly recommend going to see My Chemical Romance. Put me right back in my emo phase. But we'll talk more about my emo phase in a bit. New from Hayley Williams here. This is Mirtazapine.
At the sky and losing all your apples. home show. All around as his head starts to fall, turns it up. Stuck between a rock and a home. Two places he does not want to go. So, he's putting on a drum show.
Pilots there with Drum Show, and you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. I said we would talk about my emo phase, and guess what? It's back, clearly, because what have I been listening to for the past 6 months straight? My Chemical Romance and 21 Pilots. Really nothing else, except if it's like kind of under the purpose of this or it's brand new. I am deep in the 21 Pilots hole. It is a deep hole, and you can really get stuck there, and I clearly am. Anyways, obsessed with 21 Pilots at the moment. My obsession really came back last year when they dropped their album Clancy, went on tour, I saw them twice, it was some of the best live performances I've ever seen, and then, surprise, it's a double album, Breach is coming in 2 days. It's being released this Friday. And to say I'm excited would be an understatement. I can't really express how excited I am. I don't know. If you know anything about 21 Pilots, you know that their album Blurry Face, that was released 10 years ago now, in 2015, it had Stressed Out on it. And now we're stressed out. You know, everyone knows that song. It had Stressed Out on it. They started sort of what everyone calls the lore. It's basically this story about these characters that live in a fictional continent called Trench. There's a city called Dima. There's a bad people and they're fighting against them. And it's all sort of an allegory for mental health and fighting your own demons. So they have released Blurry Face, then the album Trench, then the album Scaled and Icy, then the album Clancy, and now the album Breach, all telling the same story. And most of the music videos tell this story as well. So for fans of 21 Pilots, Breach is a really big album because the band has made it very clear that this is the end of that story. So once this album is released, that story is over. And they're wrapping up this story with the music videos attached to this album. It's a big deal, okay? So if you have any emo little nerds in your life and 21 Pilots fans in your life, make sure to be gentle with them over the next week or so, because it's going to be a lot. It's going to be a lot. Breach has already been a lot. The two singles that we have released from it, The Contract and Drum Show, are some of their most out there songs that they've ever released, some of their most hard rock songs. They've also been doing some things musically that they've never done before. The Contract was very electronic, which is going back to their early days, but Josh has never sang before on an album, and he sings on the bridge there in Drum Show, I mean, as well as masterfully drums the entire song. But it's going to be an interesting one. There have been some listening parties already, so some people have heard the album, and it just makes me ever more excited. I've also been like dodging leaks like a ninja online. It's so hard to be like ingrained in online fandom and also not hear leaks when there are listening parties. And I'm trying to not hear leaks because I would like to hear this album, you know, full resolution as soon as it comes out, not recorded off someone's phone at a listening party somewhere where it's like in a compressed file. I would not love to hear it that way. Anyways, I'm very excited. I could talk about 21 Pilots forever, actually. And then what's as equally exciting is they're going on a North American stadium tour to wrap up sort of the tour of this album. It's called Clancy Tour Breach Edition, I think. And they're playing two nights in Toronto. And yeah, I'm going to both nights. Like, what did you expect? But you know my rule. I'm promoing it because I have tickets already. And the second night, there's lots of tickets available. So if you have enjoyed a 21 Pilots song once in your life, I cannot recommend seeing them live enough. I go to see lots of live music. I will go to a show with literally only me and a friend there. I've been to many of those. I will do Giant Rogers Center, My Chemical Romance. I don't love an arena or a stadium or an amphitheater tour. I love a smaller show. But 21 Pilots know how to do an arena and an amphitheater show. So I cannot recommend it enough if you're in and around Toronto. Speaking of live music, this next band that I'm playing is taking what they are calling an indefinite hiatus. So I'm trying to play them as much as I can before they like officially hiatus, I guess. We're going to play lots of them. We're going to talk about this band lots in the upcoming weeks, but they're going on sort of a, I don't want to call it a farewell tour, but they're going on sort of a one last Ontario tour before we kind of call it quits for now tour. There's lots of tickets. They're playing in Guelph, Toronto. Actually, I don't think there's lots of tickets in Toronto, but they're playing Guelph, Toronto, Cornwall, and two nights in Kingston. That's right. It's the Wilderness. We're going to finish off this show with them. This is the end of Highway 1.
Gasping for your love, I watched from above as we drove into the river's mouth. I worked myself into a state. I left my home and said it couldn't wait. Cause I've been dreaming that the roads that lead to your ghost might start to deteriorate. But if the Rockies knew how much love it took to leave you, they'd show me how. I'm
Summer winds down. KPP Concerts is keeping it hot this fall with a stacked lineup of great concerts at the Broom Factory this September. On September 12th, check out Mountain Head, and then Colorado on September 14th, and Punk Icons Propaganda on September 15th. Don't miss Hamilton's The Dirty Nil on September 19th, followed by The Broke's tribute to The Strokes on September 20th. And then on September 26th, check out Petit Bellevaux and Neo Folk Icons Bridge City Sinners on September 27th. The month ends with Yukon Blonde, the night of September 28th at Broom Factory. All shows are co-sponsored by us here at CFRC 101.9 FM, and for a complete list of shows and ticket information, visit kppconcerts.com. Hey Kingston, watering your garden or washing your car? Take note, summer watering restrictions are now in effect until September 15th. You can use water outside only on designated days based on your address number. Odd numbered houses water on odd days, even numbered houses on even days. On your day, use a hose or bucket anytime, but limit sprinkler use to between 5 and 10 a.m. Got a rain barrel? Great, you can use that water anytime, any day. By using water wisely, you're helping protect the local water supply and the environment. Visit utilitieskingston.com to learn more, and let's make every drop count.
Every day you hear something new on CFRC. Can you keep up? You need a weekly recap. Catch up with what's climbing.